Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? Tonight is AEW Dynamite. We finally got a bunch of stuff advertised for the show. Three brand new segments added today, bringing us to six. And obviously the big thing is they're advertising that Sting makes his final Dynamite appearance before retirement. We will see him again. But he will not be a regular. But we will see Sting again. We'll go over the full lineup for that show. We also got matches announced for Rampage on Friday. We got a SmackDown lineup. Revolution is this coming Sunday. And unfortunately, we must open with the passing of Mike Jones. Virgil has passed away. News of his passing announced by referee Mark Charles III, who noted Jones passed away peacefully this morning at a hospital, 61 years old. My dear friends, he wrote, "It is with great sorrow I bring news from the Jones family of the passing of our beloved Michael Jones, whom we know and loved as Virgil, Vincent, Soul Train Jones, and more. Passed away peacefully at the hospital this morning. I ask that you pray for him and his family. May his memory be eternal." Perhaps best known as Ted DiBiase's bodyguard Virgil, late 80s, early 90s. Eventually, he would turn on DiBiase after years of abuse. Feud culminated in him winning the Million Dollar Championship at SummerSlam 91. Before signing with WWE, he wrestled as Soul Train Jones, once held the AWA Southern Tag Team titles with Rocky Johnson, ended up in WCW, part of the NWO, renamed Vincent, playing up on rumors that the name Virgil had been a rib on Dusty Rhodes' real name. We're going to talk more about Virgil after the break and tons of news today. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Yes, Virgil passed away. And it notes here, best known for his run as Ted DiBiase's bodyguard Virgil in the late 80s, early 90s. That would have been his most famous run. But I will say that when I think of Virgil, Mike Jones, the one thing that sticks out to me more than anything else is, man, could that guy hustle. I mean,
exactly.
Boy, was he, when it comes to like being able to hustle, because here's the thing.
Wrestling superstar Virgil.
Everybody who was a star in that mid to late 80s WWF period, like, I mean, they were a star, even if they weren't Hulk Hogan. You know, Honky Tonk Man, and you know, like all those guys. Like, everybody knew those guys if you were a wrestling fan. And Virgil was not, like, a big star. He was DiBiase's bodyguard. Everybody knew him. But, you know, it wasn't like he was a contender for the title or anything like that. He was a bodyguard, and then he split away, which was a big angle, and then he went off on his own, and he really didn't do much really on his own. And then, you know, of course, later he ended up going to WCW, and it was like the same thing. Like, he was there. He was a guy who was there. And, like, during the boom period of the 80s and the boom period of the 90s, he was just always around. But not like doing anything, you know what I'm saying? But he was always there. And then when it was,
check.
But then it was, when it was over, it was like he always found a way. I mean, he wasn't like, you know, probably making millions or anything close to that, but like he always found a way to capitalize on what fame he developed in the 80s and 90s. And yeah, everyone, you know, they make fun of the picture, wrestling superstar Virgil or everything like that. But
that's part of it. He worked that too.
But my point is, like, you know, that picture of him all by himself and nobody there, it's like, you know, you can get a picture of anybody doing that at some point. I mean, for crying out loud, people take all the pictures. You know, let's go to, I saw pictures from, you know, somebody on Twitter was they took a photo of the Australia WWE show, which had like 50,000 people in the stadium. But they took it in such a way that like the floor looked totally empty. And it's like, dude, there were 50,000 people in the building. Like, they got to shoot the pyro from somewhere. And unless you want them to shoot that pyro from, like, under your butt on your seat, like, there's got to be a bunch of empty space. It's just how they fit. They, like, what are we doing here? Or, hey, you know, one time I went to an AEW pay-per-view, and I was sitting, I guess it would have been opposite the hard cam. So I took a picture of whatever was in the ring. And, like, you could see the empty area because that's where they put the hard cam. They do it for WWE. They do it for AEW. And, like, you could see empty seats. And people were like, oh, there's nobody there. It's like, there's 13,000 people in the building. What are you talking about? So, yeah, of course you could find some pictures of Virgil with nobody there. But there were lots of days where he was there and he had a crowd. And he sold gimmicks. And
exactly.
Good for him.
Signing pictures of him sitting there empty and alone.
Great.
And that's the whole thing. And you know what? Unlike a lot of guys, Brian, and maybe my memory could be poor about this, but look how many guys after WCW closed and ROH became a thing, we saw all of those shoot videos come out. We saw all the shoot interviews where essentially some guys were very truthful about it, and other guys, if you just paid them enough and gave them some gimmicks and sat them down, they would tell you anything. And he actually stayed out on the scene and was able to acquire money and was able to keep his name out there not doing those. Like, he seems to be the one guy. I mean, even Shawn Michaels did an RF shoot video. I mean, there were so many people that did them. I don't remember Mike Jones, Soul Train Jones, Virgil, ever doing one of those. So maybe he did, but he didn't have to live off them like a lot of people do. He just went out every weekend and sold his gimmicks, did his thing, told his Olive Garden breadstick story.
Oh, hey, Sandman's got a story. You want to know a story?
Yeah.
Sandman here says, the guy basically saw me at a convention, told me to come over to him. I did, and we chatted. He saw my WWE encyclopedia and said, I have three photos in there. I will sign your book for $30 or something like that.
I love it.
And he would not give back my encyclopedia till I agreed.
A carny's carny. Somebody said it was a Lucha Gato. Somebody said it earlier in the chat and everything. Look, just a natural hustler going out there, living off his name, and I don't think hurting anybody in the process, and I think that's another thing.
Well, I mean, he hurt Sandman's checkbook here, but I mean, it's just a little thing. You were at a convention. You knew you were going to spend money, brother.
Well, look, and look how many wrestlers out there have, you know, on the independent scene, you know, have come across Virgil because he was out every weekend as people were on their rises and on their descents again throughout their career. You know, he's a guy that's always kind of been there doing these conventions and doing all this stuff. So, again, sad goes way too early. I didn't expect this. I mean, he is so young. And
yeah,
it's
that
sad
sucks.
That that's happened. But I tell you, you know, you want to talk about, hey, you weren't the champion of the world or anything like that. I don't know what the dude did with his money. Maybe he really needed to be out there hustling. Maybe he just wanted to be near his friends and part of the action. You know, I don't know. But what I do know is you can be successful in this profession and never be the world heavyweight champion, never main event pay-per-views, never have a 4 or 5-star match. But you can be there getting that check and being, again, keeping your name in for so long, even if it was ridiculous that he became Vincent and that he became Shane and he became Wild Curly Bill or whatever it was. Like, that is ridiculous. But hey, a 20-year wrestling career is a 20-year wrestling career.
And Sandman goes, and the next day, try to do it again. After my friend said he had no money for an autograph, he turned to me and said, if you buy one more, I'll sign his for free. I looked and said, no, you already got three off me. He says, I learned my lesson. He tried it the second day. Yeah, I got to say, like, you know, there's a lot of horrible carny things wrapped around pro wrestling, but there's also some largely harmless carny things that I still laugh at to this day. It's a carny business.
I'm sorry. Look, it's three-card Monty. I mean, honestly, there are some... You learn your lesson as a fan. You learn your lesson out there walking the street, you know, when you... What person to stop by and maybe what person not to in some cases because they'll wrap you up with their wrap, and Virgil could do that to people, I guess.
We also got a lot of other news. If you have Virgil stories, you're welcome to send them to me, 425-780-7566, via text message or email me, fwonline@gmail.com. We now know the financial terms of WWE and MLW's antitrust lawsuit settlement. In January 2022, MLW filed a lawsuit accusing WWE of pressuring third parties to abandon contracts, prospective relationships with them. Lawsuit centered around potential deals with Vice TV and streaming service Tubi that MLW claimed WWE interfered with. They reached a settlement in December 2023. Financial details were not disclosed at the time, but they were made public in TKO's Group Holdings 2023 business report that was released on Tuesday. The report reveals that WWE agreed to pay $20 million for the settlement. For the 12-month period ended December 31, the company's consolidated pre-tax results included $34.2 million in costs related to certain litigation matters at UFC and WWE, including the impact of a $20 million charge related to the settlement of an antitrust lawsuit at WWE. Reconciliation of adjusted, anyway, blah, blah, blah. But I had people like texting me yesterday, oh my God, $20 million? And, you know, the funny thing about it is like, from the MLW side, holy smokes, they made out $20 million. Which, if I were court, I mean,
well,
there could be a lot of people asking for money after that one.
Might be an asterisk on that.
But at the same time, and obviously, well, they have to pay legal fees and everything. But the point I'm trying to make is, you know, that's probably a lot of money for MLW. But for TKO,
ain't nothing.
Drop
in the bucket, man.
Drop in the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, like, in you know, relativity, you know, Einstein, they both made out great, right?
Yeah.
We'll talk more about it after the break. Observer Live.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, there's a big thread on our board about the Observer Awards.
Oh, boy.
And Best Booker and et cetera, et cetera. I urge you all to not go in there, okay? But foolishly, I did on my vacation.
Oh, no.
And, you know, there were people that were arguing that the only reason that WWE's more successful now than they were a couple of years ago was because they went to Peacock, and now everybody can get the shows for like $4.99.
Oh, come on.
And listen, obviously, they have more people watching their pay-per-views than ever because of Peacock. That is absolutely true, okay? That's absolutely true. But that is not the reason that they're more successful than ever. And I bring that up because in the TKO Group Holdings report here, bought a UFC pay-per-view lately? They're not $4.99.
No, they're not.
They're not $9.99.
Nope.
They're not the $49.99 that AEW charges. And by the way, they're still doing their normal $140,000 usually. Their pay-per-views are like, I don't even know because I haven't bought one forever, but I think they're like $74.99.
$79.99 or something like that. Plus, you have to have ESPN.
Exactly. So if you want to buy the pay-per-views, you're shelling out almost $100 a month for the UFC pay-per-views, okay? Mm-hmm. UFC delivered record financial results. Revenue increased 13% to $1.3 billion. Adjusted EBITDA up to $756 million. UFC live events up 34%. To a record $168 million. UFC held 43 events, generated significant viewership gains, set all-time records for gross revenue. UFC sponsorship increased 18% to a record $196 million. New brand partners, renewal increases. The point is, these pay-per-views are more expensive than ever. And meanwhile, and for those of you that have been watching UFC for a long time, and I've been watching since 93, although I don't watch much lately, but, you know, remember the glory period and Ultimate Fighter and the mid-2000s, and bro, they're destroying those numbers. This is the hottest UFC has ever, ever been. And they're expecting you to shell out almost $100 a month. So yeah, Peacock helped with viewership, but that is not why WWE is where they are today, everything being cheaper. They also noted that WWE revenue is up $1.326 billion, up from $1.292 billion. Increase in live event revenue, media rights, sponsorship revenue. There was a decrease in consumer product licensing, however. Their EBITDA increased 4% to $533 million. Overall, corporate adjusted EBITDA was, they lost $16.5 million, primarily due to an increase in personnel costs, including TKO executive compensation. Site fees were a key growth area for the company, noting the site fees that Elimination Chamber in Perth generated. still working on securing a home for Raw after the USA Network deal ends, but before the deal with Netflix begins. So they still have 3 months where they don't have a television home for Monday Night Raw. Mark Shapiro made a point mentioning no one should assume any dollar amounts regarding rights fees for Raw in late 2024, but he's confident the show will air during the window of time between USA and Netflix. Let's see. Regarding the UFC antitrust lawsuit set for April, they believe they have the facts on their side, but would not comment further, nor would you expect them to comment. And there was a question of whether Netflix having international rights to WWE content would prevent WWE from developing brands such as NXT Europe. Nick Khan said the deal does not prevent them from creating brands in international markets, although Netflix would get first look rights for the content, period.
Tell you what, I wonder if that then casts any shadow over the only real piece that they have left in the next coming several years when it comes to bringing in more revenue, and that is the WWE Network. Does now Netflix have first right of refusal if this thing goes up, and does Peacock then have to actually stand aside? And that's going to be interesting, I guess, to see, does WWE truly want to jump in bed with Netflix? Because that was going to be the thing with Apple. If you get in bed with Apple, they have got you globally, worldwide. I think that is a Disney thing that they tend to like as well, too. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see where that lands and how much money it gets. And I still think that that's where, if no deal is reached where there's going to be an extension, I have a feeling ultimately that's where Raw is going to end up before it officially ends up on Netflix full time.
Raw on Monday, 1.74 million viewers, 0.57, 18 to 49, would be considered a mild disappointment. Usually they perform better coming off a pay-per-view, but they did not. Still first on cable by a wide margin. USA, the number one rated television station over the 3 hours. The main event segment with Rhodes and Grayson Waller and the Rhodes-Heyman confrontation did 1.60 million viewers, which is strong considering what the rest of the show did. Cody's drawn. He is drawing.
He is.
But that segment was freaking weird. By the way, should mention very quickly that we have not been doing the full TV reports here on this program because I do full TV reports on other programs and I don't need to repeat myself all day. If you want the full Raw report, the full NXT report, the full Dynamite report, Rampage, actually I don't do Rampage, Collision and pay-per-views, your options are you can either listen to the reviews on the subscriber-only shows, or if you are a subscriber, we now are, I don't know if you guys have noticed or not. Hopefully you have. You're a subscriber. Dave is putting out exclusive news stories that are behind a paywall for subscribers. He had the one about Tamatangi yesterday. And we are now putting all of my TV reports behind that paywall as well. So
wow.
If you want the full NXT report, and I've expanded them greatly of late. I've got a lot of notes in there. But you can go check them out as a subscriber at WrestlingObserver.com. Raw and NXT are up, and I'll have Dynamite up later on tonight.
I'm looking at this right now. I am caught in a weird time warp here. I opened up a little earlier on today this story about 19 CMLL stars in danger of losing U.S. work visas, and I just opened up another page, and the font is completely different. We have changed over at the website, F4WOnline.com,
what?
A new sleeker look.
What?
Yeah.
We have?
Look at it.
The CMLL stars?
No. Look at the front page now. We got all new graphics and everything.
What are you looking at, dude?
Look. Hold on here.
I'm looking at the exact same site I've always seen.
Hold on. See? Look. See this? You see this? It's like the old font and everything here you got going on here. Now here, you got the new font and everything going on here. See
what's that tab up there? Porn?
That is not porn. There's no porn up there on those tabs, is there? Got to clean the screen.
I honestly have no idea what you're looking at. What
really?
Did you click to get that?
I just clicked the front page, and it looks like there's all new font up there.
Mine is exactly the same as it's always been.
Very USA Today-ish, I think. I don't know.
Although if
that,
you go into the newsletters area, it's different.
See? I'm telling you, things change.
That's a newsletter area, you idiot. I'm talking about the main front page looks exactly the same to me.
Well, did you just see what I just showed you?
Yeah, I don't know what you're
looking
at.
Obviously, it's different then, huh? What the hell's going on around here? What do you got going on?
I don't know.
It's a mystery.
I mean, we have got, I shouldn't even talk about this.
I'll say, sometimes you think it's a gimmick that Brian has no idea what's going
on. No, Brian Rowe's here. Brian Rowe's here. I don't believe there have been any major changes. I don't know what's going on with your thing.
Why is the font completely different on one than the other?
Listen.
I don't get it.
I know there is a font change, Jingu says. Yeah, the newsletter area has a different font. But not the front page.
Then what is this?
I don't know. I don't know why it looks like that. I don't have any idea why it looks like that. All right, let's stop wasting time, but I will say...
Oh, yeah, now we're going to do that.
I will say we have some big changes coming that we've been working on for, like, almost a year. And at this rate, probably we'll be working on almost for another year. But, you know, glacial slow change. Because, you know, what people don't like is rapid, abrupt change.
They don't.
But after this slow change, it could be rather abrupt. Who knows? Anyway, if you guys think I'm not talking about NXT, well,
oh,
I will.
Oh, but, which, before you do that...
Well, hold on. I'm not getting there yet. I got news.
Good.
Well, first we should mention that Dynamite tonight, we now have six segments. We got Sting making his final Dynamite appearance before retirement. In other words, he's going to be on the show. Although, after his retirement, we will not be seeing him every week. But I'm sure he will be back here and there. We got BCC versus Eddie Kingston and FTR. An appearance from Will Ospreay. Chris Jericho will be facing Atlantis Jr. with Atlantis.
What?
Yes. The hell did that come from?
I was going to say, we couldn't hear about this beforehand.
Yeah, maybe that would have been important advertised in advance. I might have bought a ticket for that, but too late now. Chris Statlander versus Sky Blue. And Hangman Page will announce his status for Revolution. So as we talked about last week, well, I'll talk about it after the break because it's called a cliffhanger. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is going to be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out! Run!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com.
I figured it out.
What's that?
It's different if you're a subscriber as compared to a non-subscriber. Like, we give you everything up there if you're a non-subscriber, but if you click in as a subscriber, it gets a lot sleeker, it gets a lot easier to use, and it's a lot more quality for your dollars is what's going on there. That's what I figured out.
Well, let me log into my own site, find out if that's true. All right. Okay, I know my membership information, bruh. But how do I get back to the front page? I don't even know how to use my own site. Okay, there we are. Looks exactly the same to me. Okay, will you shut up for a second? Last week, Hangman Page, for those of you who don't recall, did a match, did a flip, and sold his ankle, got out, and we never saw... Actually, we did see him again. He was laying on the ground screaming at a cameraman to not film him as he grabbed his ankle and screamed loudly to ringsiders that he thought that his ankle was broken. And then he very quickly got out of there. And, you know, that night, you know, as I asked people what was going on, I mean, they didn't know. They thought he was hurt. And turns out he was not hurt. I want to make sure I don't say that he shot his own ankle because I don't know. I presume that he talked about this with Tony. But regardless, he sold a potentially broken ankle because he had a personal situation that that may have resulted in him having to miss the pay-per-view. And so he wasn't sure if he's going to make the pay-per-view or not. So he did the injury angle to, you know, have a cover story if he ended up not being able to make the pay-per-view.
An exit valve.
So they have now announced that Hangman will announce his status for Revolution. And I don't know, I want to make this clear, I don't know what he is going to say, okay? But I did get the impression that people believe he's going to make the pay-per-view. Everything's going to work out. So that could change. I mean, he may announce my ankle. I mean, he could say, my ankle's really bad. I'm going to do everything in my power to be there. But I think with AEW, like, they usually, they don't want to false advertise or promise something that may not happen. So the fact that they said he's going to announce it, I think he's going to either say today, I'm there or I'm not. And my guess is he's going to say that he's going to be there. So we'll find out tonight. But that's the story on Hangman Page.
And you might as well tease it. Tease it for the show. Make it a reason for people to tune in, or at least add to the reasons that you want people to tune in. So good. And hopefully whatever it is that caused the need to try to put in this exit valve, whatever it is, hopefully it's all good on his end.
My nose is bleeding.
Really?
Anything
is it
else?
Is it dry in there?
Maybe in this room.
Oof, man.
Any blood?
Oh, man.
All right, several
wrestlers.
You could have
left an angle there. You could have pulled up like this, like Paisley. No! Oh, come on.
I'm trying to plug my nose and give you a chance to talk about something, but I guess I just have to keep going.
No, I mean, the old days of doing cocaine, that would happen all the time. That's usually something that would happen, you know. That would be the look if you're looking at Brian right now. If you're watching this on video, tilt it up with his nose like that. You know, you used to bang a line, put a little water up there. Make sure you got it all, you know, make sure you got all of the value for your money. like a subscriber at F4W.
All right, that's enough. We're killing the people. According to a report from PW Insider, the U.S. government is in the process of canceling the work visas for several luchadors, including those who have recently performed on AEW programming. According to a post from Lucha Blog, Soberano Jr., Templario, Volador Jr., Hechicero, Blue Panther, and Máscara Dorada are among those believed to be losing their work visas. And several others in danger of having their visas canceled as well. Breakdown said, the situation said to be due to a breakdown of communication between CMLL and the American Indie Full Blown Pro Wrestling out of Texas, who had been sponsoring the visas. Full Blown owner Jerry Cadena was contacted by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security regarding the visa applications. They informed him of an issue relating to the visas, although it's not clear what the issue is. Homeland Security also informed Cadena that he could be accused of fraud if the issue caused by visa applications to be flagged. CMLL then informed him they would handle the situation. However, he has not heard back from CMLL since. Welcome to working with various promotions.
Really?
He has now informed Homeland Security he is no longer working with CMLL, and any agreements he had with talent have been terminated as of today, February 28th.
Shame on everybody. Shame on everybody involved in this for not getting this thing done and getting people over and dotting I's and crossing T's. Completely ridiculous. And I understand that when you work with CMLL, AAA, a lot of different promotions in Mexico, there are a lot of issues and a lot of headaches that you have to deal with and all that sort of stuff. But this is, you know, on the Texas end of things, on the American end of things, you're bringing these guys in for a huge weekend, not only for them, but for the fans as well, too. You know, you're putting on this big show, WrestleMania weekend, and it's going to be a big deal. And then, you know, this goes and happens. It's just, this is really, really a frustrating thing. And, you know, if CMLL, and again, we'll have to see. I mean, they said that they would handle the situation. Now Cadena hasn't heard back from the promotion. I mean, it's just, this is all really frustrating, and who pays the price on this? Obviously, the talent, and it cuts a hole into their pocket with the money they thought they were going to make, but it is also a spit in the face to the fans that were hoping that they were going to be there. So that's really, a nasty situation. I don't know if you have any other thoughts on it or not.
Well, the one thing I will say is, yes, this absolutely sucks, but I will say that at least they'll have plenty of work in Mexico. I mean, I've seen visa issues where people in Canada have visa issues and can't go work elsewhere. And it's like, what are you going to do in Canada? Like, there's some shows that you can do, but it's like, you're greatly restricted as to what you can actually do to work if you can't get out of Canada. Whereas, you know, if you can't get into America to work, it's like, you're not going to make as much money. I mean, I'm sure that AEW is going to pay them, you know, probably better than it would make for some random mini show in Mexico.
Well, that's
but, like,
the thing
you
is,
can at least do some work.
You can, but, I mean, the American dollar compared to that peso, selling your gimmicks at American prices as opposed to, you know, again, because, again, with all the bootlegs and everything else, you already have an issue with selling merchandise down there. You kind of throw your hands up, but like the stuff that you're taking in, you're selling at American prices, you're getting dollars for them. And if this has got any effect on what could happen during Mania weekend, because if anybody was relying on that, I mean, I don't know. So it just, that sucks. I mean, it absolutely stinks. One thing that I wanted to say too, because I was going to bring this up when you were talking about what WWE and TKO wanted us to know about how much money they made, is that they are trying to prevent us from finding out some other money that they may have made. And they filed a complaint, according to Russell Knox, yesterday on February 16th. And I don't know if you want to get into this story or not, but, you know, they are suing the Texas Attorney General to prevent the agreement of their to the release of the agreement that they had with the city of San Antonio to bring the Royal Rumble there. And it just blows my mind that they are claiming that it would break trade secrets. And there is, you know, information in there that is completely, it can't make it out. I'm sorry. You're a publicly traded company.
That is a pretty serious, I mean,
it's a publicly traded company. This is the money, though, of the state of Texas. Even on WWE side, if they want to try to hide this or obfuscate it somehow when it comes to their filings, okay, fine. But as a shareholder, I still would probably want to know how much you're getting out of this. And on the flip side, if I'm a resident of Texas and a denizen of San Antonio, I kind of want to know how much I had to pay for this, especially if I'm not a wrestling fan and didn't care about the event being here.
Well, my presumption is the actual reason that they don't want it out would be, I guess an analogy would be, let's say that, and I'll use Court Bauer actually, because you just made $20 million. Okay, let's say that, you know, somebody wants to know, what did you, you know, what are you paying whoever, Fatu? And, of course, I ain't going to tell you what I'm paying Fatu, because let's say he's paying Fatu a lot of money.
Well,
you find out he's paying Fatu a lot of money, and then all of a sudden, well, you want a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I would presume the reason they don't want that out is because they're trying to get all these cities to bid.
And so if
they gave them, like, a great deal, and it's like, we don't want that out, that we get to them for X amount. Like, we want to get X amount. But the way that they worded it makes it sound like, what are you doing for this site fee? Like,
but that's the
that's
thing
weird.
Site fees have been public for a long time anyway. I mean, it's not like site fees were, I mean, a lot of times that would judge like the beginning of a promotion of a fight. Did the Hilton compared to Trump Castle pay $1.5 million to have this fight here? And if there were people that weren't bidding, it's like, okay, that was kind of a bellwether on, all right, how's the promotion of this fight going to go? So it is shady, and I get it from WWE's side in some ways about it being proprietary or whatever, or not wanting it out there. But the bottom line is, if nothing else, on the flip side of that, when it's money that's coming from a state, and you should be, that type of thing has got to be at some point or another during the fiscal year, that has got to be reported and put out to the public, because again, it's their tax money that's being used for this. And this happens with Super Bowls, with concerts, with, we're seeing it in Virginia, with the possibility of Ted Leonsis wanting to move the Capitals and the Wizards there, that like there are people that don't care about this stuff. They don't want it, and they don't want any of their money spent on it. So this is going to be an interesting little fight to see how this goes.
All right, here are the big notes from NXT. I didn't really like the show at all. There was exactly one good match on the show, which was the Heritage Cup match with Noam Dar and Charlie Dempsey. That was actually a great match. And that was it. We have three of the dumbest angles in all of pro wrestling going on in NXT at the same time. My favorite show. Three of the dumbest angles in all of wrestling. You've got the angle where Dijak has his own personal dungeon with a padded room where he kidnaps people against their will and puts them in a straitjacket. That's stupid. We have got the Lyra and what's her name?
Tatum
Paxley. Which is just beyond stupid. And I'd need hours to talk about how stupid that one is. But I'll actually tell you the short version right now. It's 2024, and they are doing a storyline where one person is aggressively trying to hook up with another person. The other person doesn't want it, but the first person keeps pushing. And that person's supposed to be a babyface. Not to mention how hideous the acting is. I mean, this storyline absolutely sucks. And now they've added a new storyline, which actually is so stupid that it might grow on me, okay? Miss NXT, Ariana Grace, okay? She's been here for months. She's been a wrestler. All of a sudden this week, her gimmick is she doesn't understand why all the people in NXT want to fight each other. We shouldn't be fighting.
Well.
We have a character who doesn't understand why the professional wrestlers are wrestling each other. She wants them to stop wrestling each other. And she is a wrestler. That is one for the ages. Now, we will talk about the main event angle quickly when we get back. Observer Live.
don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So I don't really want to make a... I don't want to bury it till I see what they do, but I will say I thought it was so simple going to WrestleMania. And that is that Melo faces Ilya next week on Roadblock. Melo wins the title. Trick returns. You do Trick versus Melo for the title at Mania, and Trick wins the belt. That's the easiest thing. The other option is, well, Melo goes for the title, Trick costs him the title, and then you do Trick versus Melo with no title on the line.
Yeah.
Which you can do.
And Tony D against Ilya.
Well, that's what they did. They totally changed it up. So Tony D is now in the title picture. Next week at Roadblock, it is Tony D versus Carmelo Hayes. The winner gets Ilya. And so my presumption is Trick is going to screw Carmelo out of that match. And then we have Trick versus Melo and Ilya versus Tony D for the title over Mini Weekend, which is fine.
Yeah.
I mean, Tony D is great. But I just, you know, the NXT title, I mean this with all due respect, it doesn't freaking matter. And Trick is so over. He's the most over guy on the show by far. There is no reason that he can't win that title and be the NXT champion.
Hold on.
The fans want it.
I'll tell you why. Because you know what they want to see more than that? Some awesome match where there's probably a lot of plunder involved. And at the end, it's Trick standing over Melo. And then regardless of if Tony D, Ilya, or anybody else has that title, at some point, here we go after Mania, now we have the true build of Trick to that title for this year. And maybe you don't want him to take it off Ilya. Maybe you want it to be off of a D'Angelo or somebody like that. We'll see.
Well, he would be taking it off Carmelo, which is the best of all worlds.
I don't believe so.
Why do we have to
argue
about something?
I don't think it matters.
Of course it does. It's Trick and Carmelo. It's a 3-year feud. Maybe more. I'm out of here. Seen it out with Lance. Observer Live.